that by understanding these concepts, you're better equipped to identify and defend against them. And your new knowledge shouldn't be about how you can use those same tactics to manipulate other people. There is a difference between evil manipulation and trying to convince someone of something else. You don't want to trick someone into doing things for you when they won't get any benefit at all. You only want to use these tactics when you need to persuade someone for something and you can't blatantly ask them for help. There are people that are harder to convince than others, so you might need to use some strategies of persuasion. Who might you need to persuade? You never want to take advantage of someone that already doesn't have much to give. Those you should be trying to persuade are people that hold power. You might want to learn how to convince your boss to get a raise. Maybe you want to try to get your girlfriend to move in with you. Perhaps you have to ask your parents for a loan. You don't want to punch down, but instead, reach up. This book will start with how you can analyze other people. Once you have a better understanding of how to analyze those around you, both physically and psychologically, you'll be able to persuade them better towards your favor. Chapter 1. Body Language. One of the easiest ways to analyze other people is to look at their body language. How a person holds themselves, moves, and even speaks can tell you a lot about them. Everyone has plenty of variation between their mannerisms, and there's no exact way to tell what makes up a person. There are still many similar indications among groups of people that can give you a deep insight into how someone functions. It's not easy because it starts with becoming aware of your own body language. In order to understand and attempt to overcome the enigma that is body language, you have to be hyper-aware. In Book 1, we took you through the process of becoming aware of your thoughts and where they might come from. Now it's time to work on becoming aware of your body. In order to learn what makes a person different from others based on their body language, you have to first look at yourself and analyze how you hold your body. Some people might be more aware of their movements than they are their thoughts. Women are likely going to be more aware of their bodies and the space they take up, mostly because of the patriarchal society we grew up in. Everyone still might find difficulty in confronting the way they hold their body. You can lose focus while trying to maintain awareness, becoming too insecure with your own body and movements. This first chapter will go into the basics of body language, while also laying a basis for how you can analyze others. Once you get to know the body movements better of another person, you can also understand what makes them unique. The more you know about a person, the better you can conclude the best strategy for persuasion. Cultural differences. Every person is different, and sometimes how one person holds their body has a different meaning than someone who stands the same way. There are plenty of ways that a person's body language differs, so it's important to remember that not everything about a certain body movement is 100% true for every person. This is especially important to remember when talking to people with different cultural backgrounds. There are some cultures that practice modesty, so touching might be completely off limits. Other cultures might be more open to expressing their feelings through their bodies, so culture is important to remember when thinking about how a person might use their body. Studying others' movements. Once you become more aware of body movements and what they might represent, you can start studying them when interacting with different people. Everyone you come into contact with uses their body to represent different things. Some people are closed off, and others might be more open. These are some small differences you could tell just by observing someone's body language. When studying other people and yourself, it's important to try and act naturally as well. It can be easy to become hyper-aware of your movements, but know that you don't have to hold your body a certain way. Not everyone is as aware of body movements as others might be, so at the end of the day, don't look into your own movements too much. Still, once you start studying others' body movements, you'll start to realize how much you can get to know them. Certain things might all start to make sense after meeting a variety of individuals. You might notice that one of your friends is rather pretentious in the way that they hold themselves or talk. Other friends might show how insecure they are with themselves, even though you thought they had been incredibly confident